gentlemen, and welcome to the world's first ever Evilly Awards.
Yay!
I am your ever malevolent host, the Baron.
And this is his less than malevolent sidekick, works
a for... co-host, Freegor.
Less than malevolent co-host, works for Freegor.
That's right. For all of those of you who aren't from Emerson who are turning in and don't know what the crap an Evie is, well, let's just say that Freegor and I have been crooning our hearts out for your entertainment.
Yes, we have.
As we often do, and well...
Do you know how hard it is to do
it's
this?
It's really hard.
It's really hard.
It's so hard.
You have no
we
idea.
We should start a charity, how hard it is to do this. Hold on, I need a... Ah, there we go. Our headphones were way out of whack.
Yeah, but I can hear you. You might need to move your mic.
Let me fix that up. Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway... Hold on. Oh, there we go.
Maybe this is why.
That's... Is that better? Yes!
Yes, it is! Yes!
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 Anyway, the Baron and Freegor, in a pitiless move by the Evie Committee, the Emerson Award Show, were not nominated for Best Radio Personalities, nor Well-Dressed, nor Suavest Mother Toad Lickers on the face of campus.
It was such a cruel move.
Such a cruel move! So cruel, in fact, that we've decided to have our own award show! Yes. So call in and see if you could be a winner in the first ever Evilly Awards. But first, let's play our theme song. The good one.
I Love Lucy's not good?
No, not as good
as
this.
Oh, our theme song.
Live from the basement of the Anson Building, it's the first ever Evilly Awards!
Yeah.
Greetings. That's all I got, greetings. That's good, they can't all be winners. Greetings! You're tuning in to what was formerly known as the World Domination Hour, the only radio show for supervillains. I am your ever-malevolent host, the Baron.
And this is his less-than-malevolent... Am I still co-host?
Co-host,
co-host,
yes.
Co-host works for Freegor.
Yes, and you're in for quite a treatsy this evening, folks.
Yes, you are.
Yes. For tonight, we are hosting the Evilly Awards. Awards for people like you who deserve awards for some reason.
So for listening to us.
Yes. Call us
and
in.
And WECB.
At 617-824-8852 and see if you qualify to win an Evilly. Categories include...
Best Dressed. Best Breath.
Best Performance by a Male and Female Death Ray. Yes.
That one's the one to watch.
Most Elaborate Death Trap.
Best use of wild animal.
Yes. Most creative use of wild animal. Mm-hmm. Very separate categories.
They are very separate. And best use of foreign language without actually knowing a foreign language.
That's very true. If you can call us in and convince us you know a foreign language, you will win an Evilly, including the elaborate and lavish prize package that comes with. Freegor, tell them what they come with.
You win a basket of hand soaps, a collection of finely tailored socks, and a little plaque that says congratulations.
Yes, you will probably get those within 5 to 20 years of receiving said Evilly. But nevertheless, you will be the envy of all your community and totally get laid.
Mm-hmm.
You will.
Seriously.
Yes. So once again, call us in, form spring us why you should win an Evilly at formspring.me/dearbaron. And once again, call us in at 617-824-8852. We'll be playing music and giving out shiny awards all night. And here to start us off is a little cool underground African hip-hop track by DJ Master Cybot. Here's Super Evil Me on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. Get yo boogie on.
Boogie da.
We'll be right back. Emerson. This is Christopher Walken. You're listening to WECBA.
WECB.
I mean, I'm sorry. WECB.
Welcome back to the world's first Evoli Awards.
Yay!
In fact, I believe we're ready to give out our first award.
Yes, we are.
Isn't that exciting?
It sure
Aren't
is.
You excited on how put-onable your resume this is?
Oh, yeah. This'll get you pretty much any job in the private sector.
Yes. In fact, I believe our first award goes... The first award here at the first annual Emerson Evoli's is for King of the Mole People.
Yes, it is.
We will be awarding King of the Mole People.
This one is a highly contested category.
Yes, our contestants include...
Jeffrey Rush, Rasputin...
Moltar of the Mole People, and this caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Howdy.
Hi, so why do you believe you deserve to be crowned King of the Mole People?
Well, most people have heard of the city of Reno. It's considered like a smaller New Vegas. I am currently in charge of underground Reno, which exists below the surface of the earth, directly under Reno. It's got most of the same things, still that small town charm with all the Vegas lights and gambling.
But underground.
But underground, yep. Hmm. And I just control the whole thing, so I think I deserve to be named King of the Mole People.
That's fascinating. All right, Frigor, the envelope.
Envelope.
And the winner is... Caller, you have been crowned King of the Mole People!
Dang.
Congratulations!
You have 10 seconds to deliver your welcome speech before we play you off with a laser beam.
Go Mole People. Soon we will rise from the soil and take over...
Deep! Deep!
Wow.
Deep! Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee!
Thank you for playing! Yes, and you too can win an Evoli Award, just like our friend who is now King of the Mole People. Call us in at 617-824. Yeah, marinate some bad fish at the pre-Evy party. Yes.
That was very bad fish.
Indeed. Call us in at 617-824-8852. And here...
And
is some Dr. Steele.
Yeah.
Here's Back and Forth on WECB,
Classic.
The underground sound of Emerson College.
Baron, the mics are still on.
Around making some noise. I never lie.
That was Back and Forth by Dr. Steele, and you're tuning back into the Evely Awards.
Yay!
Yay. Coming up next, we have our very important category, largest penis by a male. This is largest penis for a male.
Male.
Very important. And coming up on our largest penis nominations, we have Liam Neeson,
Fidel Castro,
Barney the Dinosaur, and our caller.
Hello there, caller. You're tuning into the World Domination Hour.
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Dude.
Give our caller 1 second.
Dude.
Call back, caller.
Yeah, call back.
All right.
The phones are messed up here.
They are bizarre.
Yes.
Who will ever have a large penis?
Well, so,
we will never know, Freegar.
But no, but for the time being, let's have some nominee analysis like they always do on E.
Yes, in fact.
While they're on E. Ha!
Yes.
Usually. So, this category has been one of the most popular in Evely history.
That's very true. It was first awarded in 1927.
Yes.
A historic purse for being the first bodily part-related Evely, mm-hmm. paving such ways for categories like sexiest toenails.
Best use of ears.
And weirdest looking nose.
Yes.
Yes.
Winner of that one, Stephen Fry.
I believe you are quite familiar with that category.
Oh, yes, I am.
Being nominated.
I narrowly lost, though.
Oh, to whom?
Stephen Fry.
Oh, yeah. Nice try, Stephen Fry.
We love you, though.
Do we?
I do.
All right.
He's the man.
Well, I think we're going to have to award this one to a misvote. Nobody apparently has a large penis and wants to tell people over the radio. Shame on you, America.
You know what else that means?
What?
They don't have big balls either.
Ha ha ha! Oh, well.
It's after midnight.
It is after midnight.
We can do that.
We can do that. Too bad. Caller.
Obliterated.
Yes.
And the award goes to... I'm just going to give this one to Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Dude's supposed to have enormous...
Oh.
Like
you wouldn't believe. Wait.
Hold on.
Could this be the caller?
Hello?
You gotta flick the thing.
I thought I flicked the thing. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
There he is.
Hey.
Is this Mr. Neeson?
Is Mr. Neeson, are you there?
No, this is Sam again.
Oh, hello. How's it going, Sam?
Pretty well.
Well, we'd like to congratulate you on winning an Evely.
An Evely?
Yes.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Yes, it is. You want me to tell you how exciting it is?
How
your
exciting.
Life is
this much.
Your life That's is about lot. To change, sir.
All right. Before, meaning we're probably about to kill you after you receive this Evely.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any last words before this call is obliterated?
I really do have a big penis.
That's very, very good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can you, I don't know.
Describe, say?
No, that's gross. That's gross.
Well, I thought that's where you were going. I thought that's where you were going.
God. Anyway, caller, congratulations on you and your penis. May it serve you well in hell!
Pew! Laser blasting noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything goes through during the Baron's hissy fit. In fact, let's play some Gorillaz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you're listening to WECB, the World Domination Hour. Call us in at 617-824-8852.
And you, too, can win an Evely.
Yes, that's correct. And you can also try and Formspring us a reason, and you can win an Evely completely anonymously at formspring.me/DearBaron.
In the meantime, here's some Gorillaz.
Here we go. Hold on.
There it is.
Windmill, windmill for the land, the forever hand in hand. Take it all out on your stride, it is taking falling down. Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land, it's everybody in.
Laughing gas, these hazmat, fast cat, lining them up like ass crack. Ladies, ponies at the track, it's my chocolate attack.
Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year.
Watch me as I gravitate. Ha 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 ha. We gon' ghost town, it's Motown with your sound. You in the blink, you gon' bite the dust. Can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you chair the header. Watch the way I navigate.
I'm
Ma.
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 Why?
La, 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 la.
You were just listening to Violent Love by Oingo Boingo, and prior to that was Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz.
We like us some Oingo Boingo.
We do enjoy us some Oingo Boingo. And you know what else we enjoy?
What?
The Evely.
Yes.
Awards.
Be careful.
Yes. Our next award is for Best Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Best Shoes.
And the nominees are...
The guy who created the croc.
Penguin number 3.
And Steve Jobs.
Yes. And the winner is... Penguin number 3! Come on up and take a bow.
I just want to say that as a penguin, this means the world to me.
Yes.
I remember back when I wasn't allowed to wear shoes because my father couldn't let me. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my producers. I'd like to thank my beautiful wife and children. I would like to thank anyone who believes that a penguin could wear shoes and be proud.
Penguin number 3. Inspiration to us all. He was so beautiful dancing in those shoes.
And so brave.
Yeah. Really makes you want to do something with your life, doesn't it, Frigor?
Yeah.
That'd be a first.
Ha!
Ha! Speaking of firsts, you think you deserve an Evely?
Tell us.
And we will give you one. We just will.
We will, because
How
we like
you. How we roll.
You know why? Because we're not like the Evies. We give the awards to people who want them.
Yes.
Wait.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, the point being, we're cheaper.
Yeah.
And we're...
It's easier to get one.
Yes. And speaking of easier to get one, here's Ghost Opera by Camelot.
Musical?
No.
Okay. Huh?
The band.
Oh, okay.
There's way less springtime involved.
Ah.
If ever I would leave you... Welcome back to the Evoli Award.
No, we finally found the theme song music.
Yes, we found some theme song music. You think you can think of better theme song music? Call us in and we'll give you an Evoli for it.
Yeah, best theme song.
We will. It'll just be a constant orgy of Evolis.
A sound orgy.
Speaking of constant orgy of Evolis, we are about to give out our very prestigious Best Pirate Captain Award.
Ah, yes.
And the nominees are...
Blackbeard.
Rapebeard.
Jack Sparrow Beard.
Beard, and caller on the line. Hello, caller. You're tuning in to the world's first Evoli Awards.
Arrgh, Vesk Ben. This is Captain Thomas Steeltoe.
Well,
the pirate crew of Adasta.
Captain Steeltoe, what makes thou think that thou art worthiest of the most prestigious, coveted, solid gold and diamond cover trophies in existence?
Well, I figure since we've been listening to the World Domination Hour, since the very first show.
Really?
Hmm.
Wow, so...
to show some us appreciation.
Well, so you were there for even the Lost Pastaversary and intro Enter the Freegor episodes?
I, Ben.
Well, kid, you really should be doing something better with your life.
And for
but
that...
we loves you for it! So for that, you win Evoli for Best Pirate Captain.
Thank you, Ben.
Do you any fine words before we activate the trap door beneath your feet, plunging you into an abyss full of razor blades and poison?
I'd like to give a shout-out to the saucy Winter Doom, to the pirate queen, wherever she might be, and to my second mate, and to the quarter mistress.
Arrgh! Yes, Pirates of Aldosta.
Arrgh, indeed.
And for that, I think... What would you prefer to hear right now?
Yes, what is your favorite...
Let me see. I'll give you a choice of three.
Yes. Because I'm not sure they can hear you.
Okay, you have a choice of three. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Jungle Book, or Gwar. Your choice.
I will choose Jungle Book.
Very well, sir.
Winter Doom is a fan of Disney.
Indeed. Well, let that be your last choice. Would you do me a favor and scream? We're a little...
Arrgh!
Well, like, scream loudly. Trapdoor scream.
Continued.
Yes.
Arrgh!
Wrong slider.
There we go. Scream one more time.
One more.
Arrgh!
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Thank you, caller. Yes. And because you demanded it, here's I Wanna Be Like You from The Jungle Book.
How is this a villain song?
This is such a villain song, dude. Listen in.
King Louie isn't the villain.
Yes, he is. Listen into it, dude. It's pretty evil.
Shere Khan is the bad
guy.
No,
listen in. This is evil. Call us in 617-824-8852.
It's Louie Prima. As a monkey.
All right. Hold on.
Now you can't even find it, can you?
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around, oh, ooby-doo. I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, choo-choo. You see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too. Part of the deal, cuz laid a secret on me of man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now
a secret man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Fire. So that's what that scoundrel's after.
I'll tear him limb from limb. I'll beat him out. Yeah. Well, man, what a beat.
Will you stop that silly beat business and listen? This will take brains, not brawn.
You better believe it, and I'm loaded with both.
Will you listen?
Oh, yeah.
Now, while you create a disturbance, I'll rescue Mowgli. Got that?
I'm gone, man. Solid gone.
Not yet, Baloo!
Is up and rolling, up the deep la da 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 and you may bet it. Do sabba do the day, do bop the boop the days, the bones, the bop 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 it.
Abba do dee.
Will a reap a naza.
Ebba da ba doi.
Will a la ba zini.
Waddle a butt, boodle a butt.
Steeple a la do de.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh, get mad, baby.
I want to be like you.
I want to walk like you. Talk like you. You see it's true. Someone like me. Can learn to be like someone like me. Ain't be home, daddy. Can learn to be like someone like you.
One more time.
Yeah, can learn to be like someone like me. Say did bop bop ba da doodle da 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 da.
Yeah. That was plenty evil. Also, here's a bump.
This is Frigor, and you are listening to WECB. And no, I am not Hispanic.
Hold on.
Wait, do it again.
Wait. Welcome back to the first annual Evoli And you were just listening to I Want to Be Like You, which was plenty evil.
Fine, but thank you for ruining that one for me.
No problem. By the way, Ring Around the Rosies, that's about the plague, yo.
I know that one.
Well, did you know that...
I wrote it.
Everyone dies?
Yep.
Does that make you sad?
Everybody hurts. Oh. And everybody
hey. Coming up next, we have an incredibly contested category for Best Beverly Hills Cop. Interesting. Who will take it? Will it be popular pick Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Or Charlie Murphy for being awesome.
Or
our caller on the line. Hello, caller. Welcome to the first annual Evoli Awards.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Greetings, caller. Why do you deserve to win Best Beverly Hills Cop?
Because my grandmother and I are big fans of the film Beverly Hills Cop, to the extent that we actually joined the police department of our, it wasn't in Beverly Hills, it was actually in Minnesota, but...
Are you a crooked cop? We don't like pigs listening on our evil show.
Well,
you better flash some badge, boy.
Like, here. Are you either a really crooked cop or a really bad cop? We will allow either kind.
We'll take either Captain McCluskey from Godfather or Serpico.
Serpico.
Can you do a Serpico?
Can you do a Serpico impression?
I am unable to.
What? Lame.
I can do Pacino.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Because you win the Evoli Award!
just for doing shots with my grandma.
Yes.
Doing shots with your grandma?
What? That's awesome! Is your grandma right there?
No, she passed away a few minutes ago, actually.
Oh.
No, it's fine. I know a guy. He takes care of you.
Oh, okay.
That's good to hear.
We would have helped you out, but yeah, we would've. You know a guy.
We would have, like, strung her up all puppeteer style.
Yeah.
Maybe put, like, a little robot inside that moves her, you know, and talks, you know, a little roboskeleton.
That's more or less what my guy does, actually.
So Jeffrey!
Put down the mallet and come help your grandmother stir her tea.
What the hell was that, Freegor?
That's what the robot would sound
That's
like.
That's not what a robot would sound
That's
like.
That's what the robot
It'd be
grandmother
would sound like. Beep, no. Boop. No, okay. I am.
That's,
oh, call it any last words before this is obliterated.
I've, no.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wait, hold on. Chainsaw cannon?
Chainsaw cannon. I'm
chainsaw cannon.
All right, here
Fire
we go.
Fire the chainsaw cannon! Wow, that thing went right through him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was just messy.
It was. Yeah, I mean...
Pretty cool, too.
Really awesome.
I think he's actually stuck to the wall.
Yeah, I know. He's probably more him than wall over there.
More wall than him, you mean.
Speaking of shut the hell up, we got some big bad voodoo daddy coming up on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
That I will shut up for.
Creeping through my door. You see, I know lots and lots of folks around these parts now, but I ain't never seen you before. I hear you creeping through my kitchen. I hear you creeping through my den. I'm starting to get the shakes now, Jack. You see, I don't know where you've been. I'm sweating and shaking, going out of my head. I'm observing from my position underneath my bed. I'm swearing and pleading to leave me be. If you leave, Mr. N, set me free. I said, who's that creeping through my bedroom? Who's that creeping through my hall? If you leave right now, let me alone. I promise you I won't pick up that telephone. No, no. Lots of folks around these parts now, but I ain't never seen you. you before. I said, who's that creeping?
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 Creeping through my front door.
Frigor!
Ah!
You can't do that in the booth! You're listening to WECP. And speaking of music that's not playing, hold on. Welcome back to the 21st Annual Emmy Awards.
Too loud!
There, was that better for you?
Yes.
Don't mess with me, pal. I control the console. I tell where the dogs bark.
What?
That's right. Anyway, you were just listening to Who's That Creepin' by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which brings us to our next category.
Best Creeper.
Yes, Best Creeper. We have here with us Tommy Stevenson, that guy down the street who has the one large nostril.
Ugh, that guy just freaks me out.
We also have that kid who sat behind you.
Oh, which time? The time on the bus or the...
Oh, you know, he's like always behind you.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of smells like sweat and tuna fish.
Ugh.
And he's got weird sparkly speckled hair. Not sparkly, but like you can see just a scalp in between the little lines of his hair. You know that kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kid. Yeah, he's nominated. Other than
And
Susie.
Who else do we have?
Susie McKenzie. You know, the weird girl who likes to eat trees.
Yeah, yeah.
She likes to try to eat trees. One of these days, we think she'll succeed.
Yeah, if we just see her out on the commons every now and then, just gnawing away.
Yeah.
We hope for the best, but trees aren't good for her diet.
That's
Someone
not
to tell her.
Healthy, mentally
it's not.
Or physically.
No.
That has not, however, stopped her from winning the Evely!
Yay!
Yay!
Susie. It goes to Susie McKenzie, Susie, the tree eater.
Well, thank you very much. As a tree eater, I understand that our kind is often neglected and abused, but trees...
Thank you, Miss Susie. Get off the stage, you creepy little freakazoid.
She's not moving.
No, she is.
She's just kind of staring.
Frigor, can we get somebody to her off before
I don't want to touch
she,
her.
Like, starts growing roots into the stick?
I don't want to touch
her. I don't
want
to get near her either. This is bizarre.
Security?
Security!
They're too scared, too.
They're too scared, too. Okay.
If you're not afraid of touching Susie McKenzie...
Call us in at 617-824.
And we will give you an...
852. And we will give you 20 Evelies.
For moving
all
the tree
All the
eater.
Different colors of the rainbow. Some smell like lavender. Some don't. Want to find out which? Call us in and win one.
And one tastes like snozzberries.
Yes. And one...
is made of snozzberries.
Yes, and the other one will kill you. So we wouldn't recommend trying to find out which.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint, though.
It's not the one that sounds like this.
Yes.
This is a song that...
Thank you.
terminate his home. Gorgor comes and you must die. Swords and 16 from the sky. Admit you crave the death it brings you. Fall and worship, tyrant king, you Gorgor! 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 So pestilent your hate, it shall obliterate the shadows of your long dead brothers and all the mutilated others who died in waves you not born to appease your bloody hurricane form, which broke through layers of molten strata to make the planet Earth errata. Child of champing jaws, a bloody pile of frothing flaws. This horrid mass shall give us pause as putrid rot fills gaping maws.
Hello.
Hey there.
You are listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
That's good to know.
We hope you are enjoying.
I have been.
Check us out at WECB.fm. Our new website is futuristic.
It sure is.
You can also listen on your TV in the dorms on Channel 65. Far out.
Far out.
Yes.
Technology.
Magic, magic machines. Oh, wait. Welcome back to the Emily Awards! Noise and excitement. Excitement and noise.
And we don't have Billy Crystal. Hype.
That'll add up to nothing. All right here on the Emily Awards. You were just listening to Gorgor by the Baron's favorite band, Gwar. And if you know any bands whatsoever who would like to have their music played on a show, please email them to worlddominationhour@gmail.com. Speaking of, now comes the Evely Award for Best Image on the Internet.
Ooh.
I mean, up first, we have Kitten Eating a Sandwich.
Aww.
We have Kitten Eating two sandwiches.
Aww.
And Tub Girl. Okay, well, this one goes to Kitten Eating a Sandwich because I do not want to see Tub Girl get up on stage. Here he is, Kitten, who ate a sandwich. Really, Frigor, this is what we're reduced to.
Hey, he's a cat.
That's true. It's weird, though, seeing him next to that tree girl.
What?
She just stands there all...
He's clawing the tree girl.
That is incredibly adorable. I'm impressed that he has not drawn blood. Oh, he's nuzzling her. He's nuzzling her, Frigor. Aw.
Again, we can have tender moments on this show.
We can, and that was adorable. And if you think you can win for best tender moment, call us in at 617-824-8852.
However, since this is the World Domination Hour, the tender moment you're referring to probably won't be shared with a loved one.
Yeah.
Because you listen to us.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you have a loved one, by the way.
You'll probably get your own Evelie.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
I mean, just for that.
Evelie, for being most cool World Domination Hour listener, which of course goes to...
Shelby.
Yes. Once again, we are working on arranging your package, Shelby, which will take you on a magical volcano adventure of love beyond your wildest dreams and fantasies. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, we will lobotomize you, so that way your relative dreams and fantasies measure up to our probably exceedingly crappy gift offer. But no, it will be awesome. We guarantee. Hold on, Baron's fixing his mic. It's being problematic. You want to win an Evelie for fixing this mic?
We're experiencing technical issues. So here's James Franco not doing anything.
Yeah, keep it up, James.
Thanks, guys. So I'm just going to tweet the fact that I'm here.
We don't mind that. If you did that, James, we would be very flattered.
Yeah, man.
You know we have a Twitter account, people. It's true. WECBWDH. Tweets of evil.
Yeah, so...
Speaking of... Don't worry, James.
I don't even care.
It's all good. Hey, wonder if that kid with the sandwich knows the other cat's here. You know, the one we can't get rid of. Yeah, we'll worry about that later. Maybe they'll eat each other. That'll be fun.
Mm.
Speaking of will be fun, here's Cousin Kevin from The Who on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Breaking out the Tommy.
We're on our own, cousin, all alone. Let's think of a game to play. Now the grown-ups have all gone away. You won't be much fun being blind, deaf and dumb, but I've no one to play with today. Do you know how to play hide and seek? To find me it'll take you a week. But tied to a chair you won't go anywhere. There's a lot I can do with a freak.
I'll drag you all down by your nose.
Hello, kids. My name's the Baron, and when I'm not enjoying walks by the seaside and frying up China, I'm listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Ah!
You are just joining us for the Evely Awards,
jeez,
where Freegor just discovered what Tub Girl was. Any words?
I hate you so much.
That
I hate you so much.
I hate you too, buddy.
I don't get paid enough.
Indeed. Speaking of don't get paid enough, the next Evely Award goes for... What?
Most bizarre sports contract, I think.
No. That makes sense. The next Evely Award goes to Best Tack Board. Will it be the one in the WECB studio, the one on the second floor of the little building, or the one in Walker? Which one of these studly tack boards?
One of these, I get it. Studly tack boards.
Wins best tack board.
Emerson students, call in and vote now.
And the envelopes are in. And the winner is...
The winner
the
is...
The tack board on the second floor of the little building.
Yay!
Act, I'm going to go to it right now. Hey there, tack board. How does it feel? My life is agony! All people ever do are look and put pins in me! Oh, God!
I can understand your pain. No one ever talks to you. No one ever says, hi, how you doing?
Yeah! It's awful!
Oh, I know the feeling.
I give such horrible self-image issues, and all people do is cover me up.
Well, you know what? We like you.
Yeah. This Evely is for you. Tack board in front of the second floor of the little building.
The more you know.
The more you know. Speaking of the more you know, we would like to play some video game music. Here's Dark Rooms from Luigi's Mansion on WECB.
The underground sound
of Emerson College.
Here at WECB, we want you to be all that you can WECB.
I like that bump.
Me too.
It makes me feel like getting a cup of coffee.
And talking about the game last night.
Yes, did you see the game last night, Frigor?
I think I did.
Yes.
Quite a sporting event that was.
Speaking of that, our next Evie Award goes to...
Evely, careful.
Evely, whoa.
Careful.
Messing with powerful people there, Frigor.
You have no idea.
Our next Evely category is Biggest Pile of Suck.
Yes.
Our first Biggest Pile of Suck, that dog who has two legs.
Are we doing biggest pile of suck in the sense of that guy sucks or that sucks that that's happening?
That one guy who cut me in line, he's also a big pile of suck.
So we're doing it that way. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think the dog fits into that, though.
No, that dog sucked, dude. He once tried to be all pity and then he ate my granola bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's a big pile of suck then. Yeah. You know what? I think dogs now, they're making dogs with retractable legs.
That's awesome.
So he probably didn't even have two legs.
I'm going to give an Evely to people who are making dogs with retractable legs. So the Baron says it, so it is done.
Do-do-do-do-do. It's Doggy Gadget. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I was cleverer than you.
I didn't hear.
I went arf,
arf. Arf, arf, yeah.
I'll give myself. I'm giving myself at least 30 Evelys for that.
Mm.
Several.
I'm still at zero.
Yes. Hofer, you might win because you're nominated for Biggest Pile of Suck.
I wait.
Yes. And the award goes to... Works for Frigor for Biggest Pile of Suck. Frigor, how does it feel for out of all the piles of suck, you being the biggest?
Feels good, sir. It feels good. I really don't know how to feel about this one.
Yeah, that's all right. Just
it's confusing.
Just let it soak in.
See, it is soaking in. I mean, like you're calling me a big pile of suck.
Oh, I'm not. The Academy is.
Who's even on this Academy?
Me. So continuing on, let's see. Oh, we've got our big second to last song coming up next.
We're already on second to last?
Yes, and finally, it's a long one. Don't worry about it. And then we will be giving away the Evely for Best Achievement in Villainy.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Yep.
I got nothing.
Here's the Sorcerer's Apprentice on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is this the one that's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da?
Yes.
Yay!
Very, very. We don't. You know, there are not enough songs for Witchards and Warlords out there.
No, there's not.
No, I feel so sorry for the Witchards.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go!
I know a guy named Stephen Witchard.
Really?
No.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the World Domination Hour, currently more profitable than Spider-Man the Musical. Hold on, give the Baron a second.
Wait for it.
Wait.
Wait for it.
Wait.
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 It's coming, hold on.
Hold on.
Hang on, wait. It's coming.
It's coming.
It'll be here. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Welcome back to the 50th Annual Evely Awards.
Yes.
Yes, and we are here for the crowning achievement of tonight's show, aren't we, Frigor?
Oh, yes, we are.
We are here to see the nominations for Greatest Act of Villainy.
I know, Derek. This night has just been an absolutely amazing display of evil and villainy.
Indeed it has, Derek. Okay. Indeed it has.
Who let that guy in?
I don't know. Let's list the nominees. First off, we have Muammar Gaddafi.
For being Muammar Gaddafi.
For generally being Muammar Gaddafi.
That guy who hacked the Sony system.
Anybody ever responsible for making Friday a YouTube hit?
Oh.
I don't care if you listen to it ironically, you are all to blame. And finally, Baron Darren DeBaron for eating a toddler.
When was this?
I've been really productive outside the studio, Frigor. I worked my way up to the toddler.
Yeah.
Started with a fetus. Then worked my way out.
You know what? Just...
I tried to overachieve once by eating an entire, baby lamb, but I just had it in me, and I killed and ate an entire toddler.
Toddlers are bigger than lambs.
It was a really big lamb. Toddlers are a lot less fattening.
And that's a sheep.
Anyway.
Yes, this election is not at all rigged.
Oh, wait.
We'd like to take this opportunity to inform you that the Evelys are not at all sponsored by anything.
Not at all.
Because no one in their right mind would pay for this.
Yes, Paul. One second. Thank you! Thank you, you beautiful, beautiful people! Oh, wow. I feel so pretty. Falling Slowly is playing in the background.
This is the first nomination.
Wow. Thank you. Thank all of you.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to thank me and...
Yeah, since you are the Academy.
Frigor for being my muse and punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, you, the viewer, without whom the Baron wouldn't exist.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean... It's a pretty hollow existence, if nobody's listening.
Yeah, I mean, we're just sitting here in the booth, otherwise.
Two people whittling away the hours.
Mm-hmm. Just making weird jokes. And putting on the
Our final show for the year is next week, Frigor.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought what might happen if we don't come back?
I don't know. I thought I might go down south, see what I can find.
I mean, what's the point? I mean, if I don't stop talking, what do I become?
Well, if they take us off the air.
Frigor, when was the last time I ever looked in a mirror?
We don't even have one, so I don't know.
No, we don't. There aren't any windows in the studio, Frigor.
No, there's really not much any reflecting surfaces.
Frigor, if they stop listening, you'll be listening, right?
I kind of have to.
I mean listening.
Probably.
All right. That's good to hear, because if nobody is listening, I don't know what I'd do. if nobody heard me, then what's the point of ever speaking or screaming or shouting or retching or calling?
I don't know.
Frigor, can I ask you a quick question?
Mm-hmm.
Has it ever felt that I've wanted something out of these shows? These broadcasts, these transmissions, these episodes, if you will?
Well, we are the World Domination Hour, so we're trying to do world domination.
I know, it's
right?
Just... for some reason, I haven't been feeling that lately. I almost just feel like a crazy person talking into a microphone for extended periods of time, playing little ditties in between, trying to delude the fact that, you know, he's hiding. He's hiding in a little booth with four walls and a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
Or not.
You know, it's probably the other.
Yeah, the other thing.
Well, we'd like to thank you for tuning into the Evely Awards. I thank you for tuning in anyway. I think we have one last song we'd like to play tonight, don't we, Frigor?
I believe we do.
I believe we are going to play Mad World from the Donnie Darko soundtrack.
Score.
On WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. Let's play.
Worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Child should sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello, teacher, tell me what's my.
I feel a little cold, Frigor.
Well, just put on a jacket, the show's over.
That's true. I mean, it's a good thing we keep my bed right here in the studio, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's perfectly handy.
I mean, it's almost like I never have to leave.
No, I mean, you can just do the show from your home.
Right.
A lot of radio shows do that.
They do they?
Yeah. I think Limbaugh does it.
That's good to hear.
And a few other people. So it's not unheard of.
Yes.
A lot of podcasts, actually. Most podcasts are actually done from the home.
Frigor, may I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever have a wife and sister?
I honestly don't know.
Huh.
I wasn't here for any of those.
Suppose my evil genealogy is too strong to be bred into the minds of the inferior, you know?
Yeah. Something like that.
All right. I suppose we would like to thank all of you for joining us for the first annual Evely Awards.
Yeah, congratulations to all of our winners and all of our nominees, because it's an honor just to be nominated.
Indeed. Think... Frigor?
Mm-hmm?
Why would anyone ever want to do this?
Take over the world?
Yeah. Seems to be spinning perfectly fine right now, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's functioning, but if we take it over, then we're in charge.
I'm at Frigor. I'm a little dizzy. I'm just going to sleep right now. We'll have ourselves a sign-off.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So this is...
Thank you for listening to the World Domination Hour, Nightlings. Tune in next week for our shocking season finale. This has been the Baron.
And this is Works for Frigor.
Good night. Frigor, do me a favor. Just flip everything off, would you? I'm a little tired.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
That's the, 26 one?
Yeah, it's from the old division, but yeah, so. Yeah.
He still has no idea, does he?
Nah, he's completely clueless. He's starting to get a little smarter, but he's still an idiot.
We've almost figured out what we need to know. He's almost suffered enough.
Yeah,
And then next week, I'm going to put a gun right between his two eyes and kill him.
So, yeah, fine. Once that's all done, what about me?
You?
Yeah.
You're going to get paid. You're going to move away to Hawaii with your wife and family and live a nice, comfortable, suburban lifestyle.
Fine, because I swear to God, if you've hurt her...
There's going to be no damaged merchandise. You're just going to play along for one more week.
Fine. It's getting a little annoying just having to play the straight man the whole time, you know.
Just let him think he's in charge.
Yeah.
Let him enjoy his little show. And when the time is right, at 2:00 in the morning, we kill him.
Yeah.